listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and God bless you today. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to Kingdom Sounds, a radio broadcast ministry of Victory Praise International Ministries. Our pastors are Thomas and Teresa Robinson, and our ministry is located 250 North Babcock Street in the beautiful city of Melbourne, Florida. We welcome you today. I'm your host, Andre Jordan. We thank God for WWBC and Pastor Paul Exposito and the opportunity to come before you each week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. right here on 100.7 FM. We're excited today about the Word of the Lord. We thank God again for a beautiful day, His mercies and His grace, which are new every morning. Today, the Lord has laid on my heart a word that is coming from, we're going to start with Matthew 16, and we have many scriptures, much the Lord wants to say. I pray that the Word of God would be a blessing to you. And now let me pray before we dive into the scriptures. Father, thank you so much for every opportunity, every new day, every blessing, all your favor, your grace, your mercy, your truth. Your word is our truth. We hide your word in our hearts, Father, that we might not sin against you. Today, I pray, Father, that you blessed every listening ear, everyone that is tuned into the sound of my voice, which is truly your voice. I'm just your vessel. Father, let the kingdom sound of God resonate with us today, Father. Let it speak to our hearts. Let it speak to our souls. Let it bring the desired change in our life that you want to see. We bless you. We thank you. We praise you today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let's start in our Bibles today at Matthew. I hope I said Matthew. Matthew 16 and 24. There's probably 6 scriptures I'm hoping to get to, but God have your way in the broadcast on today. Let's start at Matthew 16 and verse 24, and it reads, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, if any of you wants to be my follower, if any of you wants to come after me, follow after me, you must first deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me." You must first deny yourself, deny your selfish ways, and take up your cross and follow me. The kingdom sound today is, I divorce my will. Yep, you heard me right. I divorce my will. When it comes to the things of God, we have to divorce our will. Let there be a separation. Let there be a disassociation. I divorce my will that I might have the will of God, that I might elevate and pursue the will of God. So today, that's the kingdom sound. The Lord is saying to us, we've got to divorce our will. He's given us a free will, because he didn't make us robots. He did not want robots to serve him. So he's given us a free will. And guess what? We have the opportunity to submit our will to him freely. as a gift. So he's given us a free will, and we have the opportunity to submit it back to him freely. Okay, so that is our kingdom sound. I divorce my will when it comes to the things of God. Not my will, but thy will be done. Let's read again. I'm just going to reread this scripture, then we're going to go on to the next scripture. I just want to read it again. Matthew 16:24. Jesus is speaking to you and I today. Can you hear him? Receive his words, receive his teaching. He says, then Jesus said to his disciples, if any man will come after me, if any man will follow me, we're Christ followers, we're believers, but if any man truly will follow me, if any man truly is a Christ follower, he must deny himself. Deny himself. Turn from his selfish ways. Take up his cross and follow me. He goes further. If you try to find your life, to hang on to your life, you will lose it. King James says, for whoever shall try to save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life, whoever will lose it and give up their life for my sake, for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of the kingdom of God, for the sake of advancing the kingdom of God, if you will give up your life, give up your will, give up your agenda, give up your desires for the sake of the gospel, for Christ's sake, he said, you'll save it. You'll save it today. So our topic, our kingdom sound, I divorce my will for the sake of Christ, for the sake of God, for the sake of the things of God, for the sake of the assignment on my life, for the sake of what God wants. I choose to give up, turn from my selfish ways, give up my own agenda, give up doing it my way, give up and submit the free will he gave me back to him. Okay, I can't spend any more time there. Let's turn. It's good to me, but I can't spend any more time there. Let's turn to Matthew 10:39. Matthew 10, we're going to flip now to verse 39. Jesus says, I'm going to start at 36. Jesus said, he that loves father or mother more than me is he that loves son or daughter more than me. If you love your father, if you love your mother more than you love Jesus, if you love your children, if you love your son more than you love Jesus, I want to say, if you love your spouse, if you love any relationship, any people, person, or thing more than Jesus, Jesus says, you're not worthy of me. Verse 38, and he that refuses to take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Verse 39, where I wanted us to get to. He that finds his life shall lose it, and he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. Whoever finds his life shall lose it. Whoever clings to their life. What are you clinging to? What are you clinging to? Whoever clings to their life shall lose it. But if you give up your life for me, you will find it. Choice. Because we're talking about, I divorce my will for the things of God. Choice. Will you cling to your will, your way, your agenda, your plan, your idea, your thought? Will you cling to it, or will you submit it unto God? Will you submit your will to Him? Father, I know you gave me free will. I know I can make these choices if I choose to. But because I love you so, because you've redeemed my life, because you've brought me with a price, I now take the free will and I lay it at your feet. I deny myself. I turn from my selfishness. I turn from what self wants. I turn from what the soulish man wants. I turn from what the carnal, fleshly man wants. I deny myself. I say, self, no, we're not going to do it that way. I say, self, no, we're not going to go in that direction. I say, self, no, you must come in alignment with the Spirit of God, with the will of God. We deny ourselves. We don't cling to what self wants. We don't cling to our flesh, but we crucify our flesh and we submit ourselves unto God, that the will of the Father, and we take our cross. We pick up our cross and we follow Him. Now we can follow Him. Now we are followers of Him. But there is a prerequisite. And God is speaking to us today. There is a prerequisite. We must divorce our will. We must deny ourselves. We cannot bring all of the selfish baggage into God and think that it's okay. It's not okay. God yet has a standard. God yet has a requirement. Self does not think it has to do what God says. Not our flesh, not our carnal man, not our soulish man. It's an enmity against God. There's a warring against God. It doesn't want to obey. It has to submit. It has to be brought into subjection. But if you will give up your life for the gospel's sake, for the sake of advancing the kingdom of God, for the assignment of God on your life, then we can walk and follow after Christ, and then our lives will be blessed. We're continuing on in the Word of God. Another scripture. Let's go to John 18. Well, one, we know, is it John 18 or is it Mark 14? Hold one second. Let me get to the right passage. I believe it was Mark. Praise the Lord as I flip these passages. Yes, thank you, Holy Spirit. It was Mark. Let's look at Mark chapter 14 and verse 32. It reads, they went to the olive grove that was called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, sit you here while I pray. And he took with him Peter, and he took with him James, and he took with him John. And he became deeply troubled, and he became deeply distressed. And he told them, my soul is crushed with grief to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. He said, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here. Stay here and watch with me. And Jesus went a little further, and he fell to the ground, and he prayed that if it were possible, the awful hour would pass from him. God, how Jesus must have prayed at Gethsemane. Abba, Father, he cries out, all things are possible for you. Abba, Father, he cried out, please take this cup of suffering away from me. But Jesus said, nevertheless, not my will, but what you will. Jesus said, nevertheless, what suffering he must have felt. He said, my soul is crushed. He was very heavy and he cried out, Abba, Father, all things. You can do all things. You're God of heaven. You're God above. All power is in your hand. You're that God. You can do all things. Take this cup of suffering. Take away what I'm facing. Take away what I must do. Take away the weight of this, God. Let it pass. Take it away from me. But I love Jesus. He teaches us so much about life and trusting God. Despite how he felt, despite what he endured, Jesus divorced his will to grab hold to the Father's will. Jesus said, nevertheless, not what I will. He released his own selfish desires. He submitted his will. He denied himself. His desire was God. Is there a plan B? Can we move to plan B? Plan A is excruciating. But Jesus denied himself, denied his idea of a different way to go. He denied his thought of perhaps we could do this, perhaps we could do it like this, perhaps we could make this move. Jesus denied himself. Denied himself. He took up his cross. He exchanged his will for God's will. He exchanged his way for God's way. He exchanged his lower thoughts for the higher thoughts of God. The scripture tells us, for our ways and our thoughts, they are not God's. So often we act like our thoughts are equivalent to God. We act like our ways are equivalent to God. But the scripture clearly tells us we're far, far, far from the heart of God, from the thoughts of God, from understanding the will and the mind of God. We're far from it. And that is why we have to submit ourselves to God. That is why we have to submit our ways, our thoughts to God. That is why we have to divorce our will when it comes to the things of God. We have to know and trust that God's will, God's ways are right. We have to trust. I want to read that passage of scripture in Isaiah. The Lord says, Isaiah 55:8. I just want to read it. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Just to be clear today, if somebody thinks that their thoughts are even close to the thought of God, God, forgive us today for even thinking that we think like you, except we allow the mind of Christ to permeate us. That's the only way we can have the mind of God. For my thoughts, Isaiah 55:8 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, God is speaking, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, much, much higher, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. And that is why it requires us to turn from our selfish ways, to turn from our selfish thoughts, to turn from our will, I, me, my, what I say, my perspective, my take on it. We have to pull all of that down. We have to turn from selfish thinking, selfish behavior, selfish actions, selfish heart. We have to crucify our flesh, deny ourselves. No flesh, no soulish man, no. We bring it into subjection to the will of God. We exchange our no good ways and no good will and no good thinking and deceptive motives, deceptive and manipulative actions, mindsets, in the background, ulterior motives, ways of thinking. We pull all of that down and we deny it. We exchange for the will of God, for the way of God, for the heart of God. We divorce in our will today. And when it comes to the things of God, we're divorcing our will. We're saying, God, no longer will I cling to it. No longer will I cling to it, but I deny myself. I take up my cross. I make a choice. God is a gentleman. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He gives you choice. Romans 12:2 tells us who wills, who wants to present yourself. Present yourself. Make it a present to the Lord. Present yourself. Present yourself. Give it to Him. Give your will to Him. Take His will. Far better for our lives. It says Romans 12:1, and so I beseech you therefore, brethren, dear brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, that you present, gift yourself, gift your will to Him. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let God renew your mind as you deny yourself, as you deny your flesh, as you deny your soulish man. Then you can be renewed in your mind to have the mind of Christ. I permit the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, that you may prove what is good, what is acceptable, what is the perfect will of God. Then we're able to do it. There's more. I want to go further. Let's take a look. Something the Lord highlighted to me today. We see Jesus in the Gethsemane praying against, divorcing His will. Let me say that. Praying for the Father's will. Divorcing His will. Laying down His will, denying Himself, taking up His cross and following Him. And it reminded me back in Genesis 3, Jesus is in what we refer to as the Garden of Gethsemane, but it reminded me of Genesis 3, where we have the first Adam and Eve in the garden. And we know what happened in that scenario and in that story. We see that they neglected to divorce their will. They clung to their will, and instead they refused. They refused to submit their will unto God. And as a result of that, devastation on mankind, devastation on everyone born in the earth passed them after that. So we see Jesus in the garden, different results. Jesus redeemed us back to God. And we see that He successfully submitted His will unto the Father. I want to end with our last scripture, and it's going to be Genesis 22. We're looking at Abraham and we're looking at Isaac. 22:1, and it says, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham, and He said to Abraham, He did test him. He said, Abraham answers and he says, behold, here I am. And God says, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, the son of promise, whom you love. Now it's something when God comes and asks us to give up something that we love. And He says, take him to the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering that I will tell you. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and he saddled his donkey, and he took the young men with him, and he took his son Isaac, and he took the wood for the burnt offering, and he rose up, and he went the place that God told him. And on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes, and he saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, "You guys stay here." And he took Isaac, his son, he took the fire, he took the knife, and they went up together. Isaac spoke to his dad, and he goes, "Father, where is, I see the fire, I see the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" And Abraham said, "God will provide himself a lamb." And we know this story. We know that Abraham was obedient unto God. We know that Abraham did not cling to his thoughts, his ways, his will, but he submitted completely and trusted the Lord. And as a result, we know that the Lord provided a ram in the bushes. And we know that God was able to see that Abraham denied nothing of himself, but he was completely submitted to the will of the Father. And that is where the Lord wants us to be on today, that we would divorce our will for the Father's will, that we would submit our will unto the Father and take up his will, his agenda, his plan, his thoughts, his actions, his attitude, his heart. So we're out of time for today, but I pray that the word of the Lord was a blessing to you. Many more scriptures, but time wouldn't permit it. We thank you again for listening today to Kingdom Sounds, the radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministry, Pastor Thomas, Pastor Teresa Robinson, located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Thank you again, listeners. We're here Monday through Friday, 6 p.m., WWBC 100.7 FM. God bless you. May you walk in victory. May you submit your will today completely and fully unto God.
Well, amen. I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is VIPMinistries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
Well, I just want to say thank you to all of our faithful listeners for tuning in weekly to the Kingdom Sound broadcast, brought to you by Victory International Praise Ministries. I also today want to just take a moment and announce a great community happening in Brevard County, Move of God Revival Services by Minister Kevin Alexander is going on in our city August 14th through the 19th weekly, 7 p.m., August 21st through 25th nightly, 7 p.m. at Ark of the Covenant Ministries under Pastor Cecilia Steinbeck, located at 2715 North Harbor City Boulevard in the city of Melbourne, Florida. The phone number for questions, contact information, 321-610-4966. I pray that you will come and be a part of
this. You are listening to WWBC 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.